listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, end of the week here, January 6th, 2017. And boy, it is a busy, busy news day. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And, of course, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of our show today. Now, obviously, the big news, it's all over the media right now. There's been a mass shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Apparently, this gunman just walked into a baggage claim area and started shooting in all directions. He was not trying to shoot anybody specific. He just emptied his gun, reloaded, continued shooting. Police didn't show up to arrest him until after he'd run out of bullets. And I'm looking at all, five dead, eight more evacuated for injuries. And if just one of those people had been allowed to be carrying concealed, there'd only be one death, and that would be the shooter. Now, the shooter's been identified already as a gentleman named Esteban Santiago. He was born up in New Jersey. And the interesting thing is he was carrying a military ID. And a lot of people are scratching their head about that one. And nobody's really sure what's going on. There's no talk about motive, but there's still going on, and it's absolutely dominating the media coverage, which probably a good thing out of that is they're not covering those Senate hearings about the Russian hacking anymore, because those aren't going too well, because every time one of these intelligence officials comes on out with another lame statement, it gets shot down, torn to shreds on the independent media, and they weren't really doing very well. So at least they can say, they're not paying attention to us anymore. And things are not going well with that whole Russia hacking nonsense. Congress has just announced they are not going to form a select committee to investigate Russian hacking of the election. And, of course, John McCain is just having a meltdown. He's saying, I will not sleep until we have, started war with Russia. Well, okay, Songbird, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your Dayglow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers, and we'll call Putin and tell him you're on your way to whip his rear end all by yourself here. And it is amazing the lengths that the liberal crybabies and whiners have gone to try and discredit Donald Trump here. And as expected, there was a very brief and totally futile effort to obstruct Congress official certification of the Electoral College results, which happened today, earlier today, and they got on in there, and a bunch of Democrats got up and said, no, we challenge this, we challenge that, we're not going to do that. And I guess everybody kind of is really fed up with this whole thing, because they didn't really have the legal requirements to mount a challenge, because you have to have both a House member and a senator concurring on a particular challenge. None of the senators stepped forward to participate, but the Democratic representatives, Raskin, Jayapal, just kept trying to raise objections. We object, and Biden cut them off basically and said, there is no debate. If it's not signed by a senator, the objection cannot be entertained. And then he said, it is over, which triggered cheers and laughter in the room, including House Speaker Paul Ryan. Now, this kind of behavior is an insult to the millions of Americans who voted for Trump. It's an insult to all Americans to see our so-called political leaders behaving like such children. And it also proves that the Democrats are no longer the party of the people, if indeed they ever really were. And they've become a bunch of undemocratic sore losers who believe that lying and cheating are their divine right. And if they don't get their way, then it'll be followed by riots and all this other stuff. So as far as the letter of the law and the Constitution is concerned, Donald Trump is the next president of the United States of America. All we have to worry about now are the non-legal means of keeping him from the office. And I'm sure everybody's paying very close attention to that. They are predicting 1 million people at least will be showing up for the Trump inauguration. The people trying to organize protests of the inauguration are claiming that they'll get 200,000 to show up. I seriously doubt that. I seriously doubt there will be that many protesters up there at all. Besides, if they're up there protesting, then they don't get to go to that big star-studded gala down in Florida that's taking place at the exact same time. And I'm going to make a prediction that that one craters as well. Nobody's going to tune on in. And still, the liberal media is out there just doing everything they can to attack Donald Trump. He's not even in the job yet, and they're after him. And over at MSNBC, Rachel Maddow was joking that if she could ever get Donald Trump on her show, her first question would be whether he plans to send her to a camp. Ooh, we're bringing back the camps. And, of course, George Soros is still out there screaming, Donald Trump is a dictator and a threat to the New World Order. George, what do you think the New World Order is, if not a global dictatorship? Look at the European Union and what a dictatorship that turned into. And I'm sure George is out there saying, well, his dictatorship is bad and my dictatorship is good and I spent billions of dollars for my dictatorship and how dare he get in my way? Anyway, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. And the media is still at it. They're still out there. Oddly enough, former NPR news host Michelle Norris is out there claiming that Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again, is really a deeply encoded message that signals to white people that people of color will be sent to the back of the line. This lady's on serious medication, or if she's not, she ought to be. Because, I mean, this is just utterly, utterly ridiculous. Now, the House has already passed a bill that will literally undo the last 60 days of Barack Obama's rules and regulations. It has to go to the Senate now. And I'm sure they'll just kind of let it sit and debate, and they'll have a final vote on it somewhere around the 20th of this month. So things are already looking up here that a lot of the damage that the liberalologists have done to this country is going to be unraveled, and that's a very good thing. Get away from all this PC nonsense. Obama's still out there worried about his legacy. What's the best point of your legacy? Well, the little boys can use the little girls' room. I'm the first president to do that. Yeah, probably with some very good reason. So let's get on over to this Senate hearing about Russian hacking and Russia is bad and Russia is evil and Russia is this and Russia is that. And again, if there's anything good about this shooting in Fort Lauderdale, it's that the TV news have an excuse not to cover those hearings because they are not going very well and some rather damaging admissions are being made in there. And one thing you need to keep in mind as you listen to all this screaming about bad Russia, Russia hacking this and that, these are the very same exact people who sold us the Iraq war on the claim that we're absolutely certain Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. He has sarin. He has VX. He has mustard gas. He has nuclear weapons. He's got reruns of the Brady Bunch or whatever it is that they're going to inflict on us. Now, the Director of National Intelligence, soon to be retired Director of National Intelligence, Chief Clapper, took a swipe at Trump and Julian Assange. You know, how dare you question us? And basically chastised verbally President-elect Donald Trump for disparaging the intelligence community. And we all remember the last president who disparaged the intelligence community. It was John F. Kennedy. Now, this story about the DNC servers is getting more and more interesting. Yesterday, we reported that the FBI had not actually done a forensic analysis on the DNC servers following the supposed hack by Russia. Then we found out that the Democrats refused to let the FBI look at the servers to do a forensic analysis to see who had actually broken in there. And instead, the Democrats insisted the FBI accept the word of an outside contractor, which turns out to be a gentleman from CrowdStrike, the exact same company that published that initial report saying, oh, yes, it was Russia. And it turns out CrowdStrike's chief technology officer and co-founder, Dmitry Alperovich, is a fellow at the Atlantic Council, an organization closely associated with Ukraine. And looking at the Atlantic Council's publications and so forth, their main policy goal appears to be confrontation with Russia. So this outside contractor is part of the problem, part of the group that's trying to start a war with Russia. And I'm sure there's a very good reason the DNC refused to allow the FBI to look at the servers. There wasn't actually any evidence on it that showed they were hacked by Russia or anybody else. It was an internal leak. Reuters is reporting that the newest report from the CIA is they've identified the Russian officials who stole the information from the Democrats and Podesta's computers and handed it to a third party who then handed it to Julian Assange without telling him it came from Russia, all under the orders of Vladimir Putin. The obvious motto of the U.S. government at this point is, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again, because that's all they know how to do. And when each lie craters, they just come up with a bigger and more grandiose one. They're trying to find a lie that's so big and horrific it will shock you into believing that it's true without question. Well, the days when the big lie would actually work are pretty much gone, because for the big lie to work, you have to have a population that is predisposed to trust the liar. That part is now gone. A lot of people talk about Adolf Hitler and the big lie because he wrote about it in his book Mein Kampf. But the reality is, in Mein Kampf, Hitler did not advocate the use of the big lie. He was warning people against it. Little side note. The publication of Mein Kampf is now legal again in Germany. It's been banned since the end of World War II, and finally it expired, and they said, well, it's history, we'll do it. It's a runaway bestseller. Hitler may have been a lousy artist, but apparently he was a good writer. John McAfee is out there saying that all of this Russia bashing, Russia hacking, is the most deceptive propaganda to date being perpetrated on the American public. I don't know that it's all that deceptive. Nobody's buying it. But he makes a very valid point, and that is simply that Russia wouldn't have left obvious fingerprints pointing to themselves. Only somebody trying to frame Russia would do that. Russia's cyber experts are just as smart as our cyber criminals, and they know to route their nefarious business through machines all over the world. So you're not going to get a source IP. You're going to get the IP of the last machine in a long chain of compromised machines, and you can't trace past that. And if the cyber criminals are doing it, Russia would certainly do it. The fact that they claim that they've identified Russian IPs suggests a frame-up. And maybe that's why the Department of Homeland Security was trying to hack into these computerized voting systems in Georgia and three other states, to plant evidence implicating Russia in rigging the election. The U.S. government has now officially labeled all of the expelled Russian diplomats as spies. This apparently includes the chef at the consulate, who in between making borscht was doing something. Basically, what we're seeing here is CYA mode. All of these U.S. intelligence officials are covering for each other by going along with the collective lie, saying Russia is a full-scope cyber actor, which is probably true, which poses a major threat to Africa, to America. Really? Why? What's his motive? We're hearing all this thing about Russia wants to come and take over America, Russia wants to take over Europe. Why would Putin want to do that? Both the U.S. and Europe are on the edge of bankruptcy. They're corrupt beyond belief. Their infrastructure is decayed from decades of neglect. The places are in chaos from illegal immigration and refugees. Putin doesn't want these places. Why would he? Why would any sane person want to grab Europe and the United States right now? Putin's got enough problems taking care of Russia. He doesn't need to take on the problems of Europe and the United States. It's ridiculous. I loved it when they were trying to claim that Russia was getting ready to steal Alaska back. And Putin's response was classic. He said, we already have enough frozen wasteland in Siberia. Why would we want Alaska? It's amazing. Now, a little reminder for everybody, as you watch all of this stuff coming out of the corporate media, back in 2013, the U.S. government repealed the laws that said it was illegal for the government to use propaganda on you. Now, of course, they've been doing it all along, but it was illegal. In 2013, they legalized it, and they're spending your tax dollars to lie to you. And I don't think that's anything any taxpayer agrees with. I don't think I can find a taxpayer anyway that says, is it okay with you that the government takes your money away from you and then uses it to lie to you and trick you into, well, for one thing, paying more taxes? I don't think any taxpayer is going to say yes to that. And that, in a sense, is taxation without representation here. All right, let's grab ourselves a quick phone call. Tim in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I found some of the gold, finally. Lourdes, France, I believe, there's a huge warehouse that we've got full of this stuff, and I'm just wondering how we can go get it, because we sure need it back.
You're talking about the gold that disappeared from the New York Fed or Fort Knox?
Well, this is what has been run back through the Vatican, and it's amazing. There's a lot of this coming out, and this is good. But yeah, it has to do with Russia too. Remember now, Russia don't have as much as they need either. It comes back to the World Bank, of course. In other words, the Fed Reserve and all that. And these guys literally have amassed a major amount. Let's just say that there's a huge warehouse vault over there. So that's about where a third of it is. But I didn't know if you'd heard about this or not yet.
No,
I think it's going to start coming out about that. This is what this is all about. They're blaming Vladimir Putin for all this, and he's not doing any of this. He's really doing well for what he's having to put up with.
We have about
25 of the anti-ballistic missiles here in America to take out the missiles coming at us, and I think he's got almost 1,200. To take out those coming at him. So he's actually preparing right. I think he's going to do the right thing. I don't know. We're just going to have to wait these next 2 weeks and see what happens.
Yeah, well, any provocations are clearly going to be coming from our side. Putin doesn't want war. He's got no reason to have war. The U.S. has the motive for war. They need to destroy the ruble and the yuan. Or foreign demand for the U.S. dollar for global trade and banking is going to collapse. And without that, there's nothing else left to support our economy. Our manufacturing is in decline. Our consumers are broke and hopelessly in debt. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. There's nothing to work with, which unfortunately is a major problem for incoming President Trump to have to deal with. But a war isn't going to solve it. War has never really solved a nation's economic woes. It just sort of masks the symptoms with a high fever of wartime and hope that everything will sort itself out.
Well, I believe part of this is covering up the $223 trillion in fiat money. In other words, the last 15 years, they've actually printed $223 trillion extra dollars. And I think that's part of all of this comes down to, in other words, same reason why President Obama went ahead and did the extra land grab here this last week. I believe he's 553 million acres now that has been federally reserved. Isn't that correct?
Well, the land grabs were a combination of Obama wanting to, you know, basically have his name on these national monuments. It was a way to circumvent the legal challenges arising out of the conflict over the Bundy Ranch incident. And again, it locked away natural resources from the American people, making us dependent on foreign suppliers who also happen to be good political campaign donors and so forth. Anyway, listen, Tim, got to let you go. Yes. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the media is still adversarial to Donald Trump. You'd think they would wake up and understand that they're not going to survive the next 4 years without making peace with not just Donald Trump, but everybody that they have defamed and smeared. As you know, WikiLeaks was threatening a lawsuit against CNN over this former CIA deputy director accused Julian Assange of being a pedophile on the air. And CNN has now retracted, removed the story, and issued a very brief apology buried where nobody can actually see it. That's basically the idea of what's going on here. Over at Salon, they're literally out there declaring that the 60 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump are racists and a threat to democracy. Really? I thought voting for the president was an exercise in democracy. Apparently, over at Salon and the Church of Liberalologists, democracy means you vote for the people we tell you to vote for. We told you to vote for Hillary Clinton. We had all kinds of headaches with Democrats who wanted Bernie Sanders, and we had to deal with them, and then we got to deal with every American because they don't want to vote for him. What's wrong with you people? Now, as you know, everybody's making a big stink. Did Russia influence the election? Did they try and influence this and that? Last September, when Hillary was still campaigning, And somebody asked her who her favorite world leader was, and she said it was German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And maybe it's just because it's a chick thing, or it may have been because at that time the German government was pouring millions of dollars into the Clinton Foundation at the cost of the German taxpayers, who were also being asked to pick up the debt slack for the other member states of the European Union, as well as pay for all the social net, safety net for all those refugees coming on in there. Apparently, about $5 million. Now, Die Welt actually posed the question, was Chancellor Merkel trying to influence the outcome of the U.S. presidential election? Nobody's making a stink about that. Apparently, it's okay if Germany wants to influence the U.S. elections and politicians. It's okay if Britain or France or Saudi Arabia or especially Israel wants to influence the U.S. elections. That's just fine and dandy. But if Russia does it, that means war. We ran a poll on our website, a study in foregone conclusions. Do you believe the government's claim that Russia hacked the U.S. elections? 99% no. And for those who voted yes, I have to wonder, what the heck are they doing on my website? Probably monitoring it for various sundry groups and so forth and so on. Now, in a recent interview, Julian Assange came on out and said, to nobody's surprise, that the corporate social media that exists today, Facebook, and Twitter and so forth, are plugged into CIA and used for monitoring Americans, which I find to be utterly ridiculous. Social media is not going to get you reliable intelligence. People lie on social media, especially if they're trying to find a hot date for the weekend. The presentations that you find on social media in large part are not how people really are, but how they want to be, how they want the world to think they are, think they're richer, think they have more possessions, think they're more important in the scheme of things. The only information on terrorists to be found on Facebook is usually planted there to frame some poor patsy in the eyes of the public, which brings me to the fact that over at Facebook, there is a website with the same name as this guy they just arrested at Fort Lauderdale, Esteban Santiago. And it's only a week old, and there is nothing in it. No photos, no posts, no nothing, no profile picture. But it was started a week ago. That'll give you pause for thought. Now, Assange came on out and responding to criticisms, you want to destroy America, you want to do this and do that. I said, no, we're publishing the emails to give the American people the true information on the power elites, and that is legitimate. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as I mentioned before we went to the commercial break, in a recent interview, Julian Assange was responding to the usual screaming of "you're trying to destroy the country with all this," by explaining that WikiLeaks published these DNC and Podesta emails to allow the American people to learn what the candidate and the candidate supporters are really like. And that's perfectly legitimate. We're not supposed to choose our leaders on the basis of how well they dress or how well they present when they're on TV. Character is how a person behaves when they think nobody's looking. And that's the true measure of the individual. Anybody can look really good and sincere and convincing on camera or behind a podium for short intervals of time. And that's okay for TV and movies, but when we're dealing with electing our leadership, we need to know. We have a right to know what these people are really like. And that's what WikiLeaks was doing. And we have seen time and again where after a presidency has turned into a disaster for the American people, we find out the president wasn't really the person that the corporate media presented to us. And media packaged For example, Sarah Palin, who was clearly not qualified to be where she was. But she looks good. We'll get people to vote for her. That's the job of the corporate media, to sell you the president. And we have a right to know what these people are really like. Hillary looks really good when she's in public, behind the podium, on camera. Then we find out after the fact she's got a terrible temper. She throws things at people. She physically attacked John Podesta on election night when it became obvious she'd lost. We have a right to know these things, and that's what WikiLeaks was doing. We're going to take a phone call now. Van in North Carolina. Aloha, Van. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Calling in about Senator Songbird McCain.
Okay.
I'm really fed up with this guy. I mean, we saw a little speech yesterday about an act of war, blah, blah, blah. And I'm surfing YouTube today, and come across a video that Gary Frenchy, I believe his name is, on Next News Network. They've uncovered an audio recording of McCain when he was in Vietnam and how he was kissing up to the North Vietnamese, saying that he was the aggressor and he was wrong, and when he was in the hospital, what wonderful care that they gave him, and blah, 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 and, you know, just kissing up. And then he gets on national TV and sticking his chest out, trying to get a lot of young guys and girls in trouble. And it just galls me to no end.
Well, McCain, I think, is a perfect example of somebody whose public image is completely opposite what the reality is. He came back from Vietnam. He was being promoted as a hero for resisting the torture and not cooperating with North Vietnam. And that audio recording supposedly was misfiled so nobody could find it. But he was actually facing a treason charge when he came back because his fellow POWs were saying, yeah, he cooperated. The North Vietnamese treated him great. They gave him a nice room and good food and everything because he was making these recordings for him. And McCain denied it. And the only reason it didn't move forward at that point was Richard Nixon issued a blanket pardon to all the returning POWs, which technically it's illegal. I actually agreed with it because, of what they'd been through. But McCain shouldn't have been presented as a hero. But he comes from a very powerfully connected family. His father was a Navy admiral who basically was in charge of the American side of the cover-up of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. And there's a story going around that McCain, when he was fooling around on the flight deck of a carrier, was doing what were called wet starts, where they'd hit the fuel into the engine and then wait a few seconds, then hit the ignition, which would blow this big blast of flame out the back of the plane that the pilots apparently thought was really cool, calling it a wet start. And apparently there was an incident where the flame touched off some of the weaponry on the plane right behind McCain and started a major fire on the carrier. And he was just hustled off the aircraft because he was the son of an admiral and we've got to protect our own. And that's been the McCain family tradition. Protectors of Israel and very powerfully protected and connected. And somebody wrote on in the other day and said, I can't believe the people of Arizona are stupid enough to keep electing this guy over and over again. And I said, I don't think the people of Arizona are that stupid because election fraud is not reserved just for the presidential races.
Yeah, well, I understand, he's a scumbag and he was doing what he had to do, but just the gall to think about sending people in harm's way and with no regard whatsoever. You can't have any morals at all.
Well, these top-level elites, they look at soldiers as pieces on a giant game board. Remember what Henry Kissinger said, and I'm paraphrasing here, military men are just dumb, stupid pawns to be used for foreign policy. And, it's expected. They're going to be killed. They're going to be crippled. That's what they're there for. And it's certainly a very cold-hearted attitude. But people with that attitude are the ones who rise to the top because they're willing to sacrifice others to achieve their own ends.
Yeah, I'm 65. I didn't go to Vietnam myself, but I had friends get killed over there, and it's just a detriment to their memory that something like that came back. I absolutely agree.
But McCain was cooperating with the North Vietnamese. He wasn't treated anywhere near as bad as his public legend claims that he was. And a lot of the POWs who were there with him, when they try and speak out, they're silenced.
Right. Changing the subject real quick. Did you see the CNN video where the lady was, the reporter was laughing about the 18-year-old, and they switched the camera to her real quick, and she changed her expression?
You're talking about the incident in Chicago?
Right, where they were torturing the 18-year-old kid that was mentally handicapped.
Yes.
They had a CNN reporter that she was off camera, whatever, showing the clip, and she was laughing. And when they switched the camera back, it caught her laughing before she realized the camera had switched back. And then she switched back to her serious mode.
So there's a lot of videos like that. There's the one where they caught Bill Clinton coming out of Ron Brown's funeral, and he's laughing and joking, and he spots the camera, and he instantly goes into tearful mode. And there was the one about the supposed father at Sandy Hook coming out to be interviewed, and he's laughing and joking, and then he gets over there, and you see him go through this actor's exercise to get down and looking sad and be upset and traumatic. These videos get out there, and they're just absolute visual proof that all of this stuff coming out of the corporate media is just a total con job.
Yeah, it is. And, well, you do a great job, my man, and you keep up the good work, okay?
All right, thank you very much. I will certainly do that. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now then, as you know, in the course of this whole war between the corporate media and the independent media, The corporate media is trying to get on this idea of the fake news and how they should be allowed to determine what is real and what is fake. And Facebook's pulling together these groups that are going to be the impartial arbiters of what's real and fake news. And, of course, they're all liberal organizations. Snopes was a huge embarrassment to them. Apparently, there's a big embezzlement scandal over there. One of their fact checkers is a former call girl. And the latest embarrassment now is the Internet Wayback Machine, which apparently moved their servers to Canada out of concern that the new Trump administration would censor the content on the internet, which is ridiculous. We know it's the current regime and corporate media and governments that want to censor the internet. Donald Trump sees the independent media as his friend. And he's not going to do anything about it. But now that they're in Canada, Wayback has now added a new section to their website. It's a Donald Trump video library complete with fact-checking, where they will tell you, and you will believe, because it's the Internet Wayback Machine, that Donald Trump is lying about this, and Donald Trump is lying about that, and Donald Trump. So Wayback Machine is obviously just as politically compromised. And they have flushed their credibility down the loo. Fortunately, there are now other Internet archive sites that you can avail yourself of, just like we're all dropping Facebook and going to Scene Life, dropping Twitter and going to Gab and the rest of it. All of these old guard gatekeeper institutions are being abandoned. And we're already starting to hear rumblings from employees and certainly ex-employees and a lot of these concerns that they're already resorting to inflating their membership numbers to keep their ad revenues up. Now, speaking of ratings and numbers, apparently Good Morning America had an interview with Megyn Kelly talking about the Roger Ailes scandal, sexual harassment. And they thought it was going to be a huge ratings draw. And apparently it was a huge disappointment for ABC because people actually just didn't bother tuning in. Apparently didn't even want to listen to Megyn Kelly anymore. So they're in serious trouble over there. Here's a little odd story that you're going to hear on the independent media, and as far as I can tell, corporate media is not covering it yet. Apparently in upstate New York, there was a guy, Justin Barkley, 38, who killed a UPS driver that he thought was Donald Trump. In fact, he's still convinced that the person he killed was the president-elect, obviously a product of Common Core or too many prescription antidepressants. But this idea of somebody killing somebody he thought was Donald Trump, you think would be big news, but it isn't. Now, Donald Trump is on Twitter again, communicating directly with you, the American people, and he's asking a very cogent question. Just how did NBC get this exclusive look into the top secret report that was presented to Obama, supposedly about the Russian hacking the election? Who gave them the report and what? Well, politics as usual, but there's another situation. Nobody at NBC is cleared to look at that material. Some of it supposedly is special access compartmented. Whoever gave NBC that report is now technically guilty of espionage. Title 18 violations. Now, getting on back to that horrible incident in Chicago on the video, Obama is basically dismissing it, saying, that's nothing. Race relations aren't getting worse. They've gotten horribly worse this last year. And it's all because of the intentional race baiting and fanning up of racial tensions of setting blacks against whites as part of the Hillary Clinton campaign and as part of the campaign of keeping the American people fighting with each other rather than uniting together and realizing that the real cause of all the misery the people of the United States are suffering comes from Washington, D.C. It's an old trick. They've played it before. Back in the 1960s, the FBI ran an operation called COINTELPRO. And one of the things that it did, and it was all illegal at the time, was to deliberately try and fan up race hatred between whites and blacks, because whites and blacks had been getting together in opposition to that war in Vietnam. And they didn't want the American people standing up and demanding an end to the war in Vietnam, so they said, well, we'll just turn them against each other. And they played all kinds of dirty tricks, one of which was the infamous Black Panther coloring book. This was a coloring book. It wasn't even really a good coloring book. It was more sketches as opposed to enclosed zones that you would color in, but you get the idea. And this was something supposedly the Black Panthers had created and were giving to inner city children. And it contained these horrible pictures of blacks killing whites, and all the police officers were drawn as pigs. And it was very inflammatory. And amazingly enough, I was living in West Covina with my parents at the time. Very white neighborhood. And we got one in the mail. And I couldn't figure out, why did somebody send this to us? And the corporate media was out there saying, oh, the Black Panthers did this. And then in the 1970s, the COINTELPRO scandal exploded, where these individuals literally broke into an FBI office and got the files of COINTELPRO and leaked them to the media, showing that the FBI was engaging in all of these black operations that had nothing to do with crime, nothing to do with terror, everything to do with suppressing Americans' right to freedom of speech and expressing their concerns about the war in Vietnam. And buried in those records was the revelation that the Black Panther coloring book was a product of the FBI. Your tax dollars at work. Congress was forced to hold hearings because the exposure of this modern-day Gestapo in the middle of our country, operating apparently with the blessing of the entire U.S. government, brought the U.S. government to the edge of illegitimacy. And so Congress got all huffy and puffy, and they passed a bunch of laws saying, you, FBI, can't do this anymore. And then during the Clinton administration, those laws were very quietly rescinded, just like in 2013, where they rescinded the law against using propaganda on the American people, which tells you the direction the U.S. government has been going. But that's what this is all about, keeping us angry with each other, keeping the blacks and whites more worried about each other than the government, keeping the gays and the straights hostile towards each other, keeping men and women hostile towards each other. So they're not looking at what the government is doing. Divide and conquer. They were doing it back in the 1990s with the militant feminism. And they're doing it again today. Now, Shepard Smith was interviewing a reporter about the attack, the torture up in Chicago. And the reporter started talking about, this appears to be a product of all this Black Lives Matter racism. Shepard Smith just cuts him right off and says, we're not going to talk about the political meanings of this, just stay, because that's really what's going on, and that's what the corporate media has to protect. It was the intentional race baiting by the government, by the political campaign of Hillary Rodham Clinton, that created this environment where blacks seem to feel this is okay. This is acceptable behavior. It's okay to torture white people. It's okay to torture Trump supporters. That's the real root of all of this, and they're trying to conceal that. And I think that's probably why the Chicago police initially, under Mayor Rahm Emanuel, were so quick to say, it's just no big deal. And the public outcry, led by the independent media, is why now they've reclassified it as hate crimes, as they should have. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently the declassified version of this report on Russia hacking the American election has been released. It's a PDF. I just linked to it to whatreallyhappened.com. And in scanning through it, it's rumor and innuendo and absolutely nothing else. with a footnote saying that, honestly, we really do have proof. We can't show it to you. You're just going to have to take our word for it. No, actually, we don't have to do any such thing. Because these are the same intelligence agencies who told us all Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. And in many cases, the same individuals, including Clapper himself, who admitted his fingerprints were all over the reports that said Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. So with a batting average like that, why would we listen to these people? So, anyway, getting on back to Chicago, there's already the beginnings of a bit of a backlash, and I'm concerned about that. I would like this to just go away. I think those four individuals who did this need to go away for a very, very long time. But there's an article that came on out from Raygano.com basically saying, don't make yourself a target for predators. Be ready. Be aware. And they're talking about situational awareness, just being aware of where you are, who's around you, and just develop that. A lot of people walking around shopping malls and everything, they're just kind of turned in. They're looking at their electronic devices. They're really not plugged in to the immediate environment. And you need to start thinking like that because it is a hostile environment for a wide variety of reasons. And invest in some pepper spray and just develop a really good sense of self-preservation because it's needed right now. Clearly, the police are not going to protect you. They're too busy with their civil forfeiture nonsense. They certainly didn't protect this individual in Chicago. He was tortured for 48 hours. They certainly didn't stop that shooter down in Fort Lauderdale until he'd run out of bullets. Then they arrested him. So just like you need to take responsibility for your own privacy, you need to take responsibility for your own protection. One of the problems we actually have here in Hawaii, and I understand why it happens, but it does happen. We'll have people who will come here from major cities on the U.S. mainland, where they're normally on guard because they're in high crime areas. And they come here and they believe the postcards and the brochures that this is a tropical paradise, and in many ways it is. But certainly here on the island of Oahu, Honolulu is a big city with all the problems of a big city. And a lot of tourists get robbed and scammed under circumstances where, had they been back home, they would have known better. Now then, let's turn to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. ISIS is suffering major casualties all across Syria. 120 ISIS members killed, 10 units of hardware destroyed. More about the Syrian war when we come back from our station identification.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.